You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I've been into UK rap, man.
Oh,
no.
Bloke. Bro, it's shit, I don't trash, know, man. Bro. Once you catch the right song.
Chipmunk?
This is dude
with
named,
Chipmunk?
Nah, food. This dude named Dave.
These guys' names?
Kano. Skepta, Central
Cee. No,
Skepta, bro. I'll give y'all some songs that are actually spitting
songs, bro.
And when you look it up, the stuff they got London got
beans
some
and rice
hoods.
And I'm gonna hear this shit. What are they eating?
You guys are hating, man. You gotta expand y'all horizons and minds. It's hard to understand everything they talk about, like their slang. But when they catch a good flow, I'll be like, okay.
You know, I appreciate it.
It don't be terrible, like, when I be watching their, because I love the shows.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Summer House and them kind of shows.
Yeah.
So.
No, that stuff is cool. But them putting in rhymes behind music, I was like,
bro, surprisingly.
The rap beat, yeah.
People, there's a lot of niggas over there. People don't even realize. They just think because they say bloke, they don't still get down on the mac and cheese and greens.
Bruv.
London bloke.
You know what sounds dope though, because you don't know what they're saying. You ever hear Korean trap?
No.
Korean trap or Japanese trap, bro? Because the beat be crazy. You be like, they be like, I was like, hey nigga, hey, hold on.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know what he's saying.
Wait, you'll stomach that over UK rap?
Because it's not the hope of the hope of the hope of the hope. A hope of the hope. A hope of the hope.
Is it called
Wonderland? A hope.
Is it K trap?
I don't know.
You don't have K pop K trap.
K trap. And Japanese trap. I was like, hey, Japanese people think there's some real niggas over there.
They are, man. They the closest link to niggas.
There's
they
culture
got
appropriating, and then there's them.
Oh, you can't.
They on another level.
Not
you
anymore.
Can't tell a Japanese guy. You seen those Poland shows?
Oh, I saw
the
that
whole blackface they've been doing.
What?
Now, Poland, were you offended?
I died. I died laughing because it was
laughed.
So ridiculous. Yeah. So Poland has this show where you come out as somebody else and sing, but they are like going full. They did Seal. Dude had like a gap in his teeth. He put the scars on his face, painted his face black. I saw another one where I think he was being Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just different contexts, and they go full. I thought it was just a one time. It's a show.
It's
bro.
Celebrities. It's
it looks
kinda,
like a skit.
It's kind of like the Behind the Mask or whatever that the Masked
Mask
Singer.
They
it's
mask
like
is
that,
off.
But
they mask
go full black.
It's great.
The Coon Singer is crazy, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That is nuts.
I thought Japan and stuff was bad. I was like, oh, this takes the cake.
Wait,
this
how is... are they getting away with that? Because it's, I mean, it's
different. Not here. What are you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do Poland?
The five niggas out there going to march?
Yeah.
Poland been through World War II. What you gonna do to them?
Just take it. You gotta take it.
They ain't scared of you.
I laughed. I ain't gonna lie. It was funny. Like, this is so ridiculous. It's funny.
Now I gotta check it out. Maybe my new favorite show and shit.
And I laugh at stuff when I think that people not trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they're serious.
They were dead serious. They had judges. The judges were like, that was good.
I was dying.
They had judges, bro.
I believe amazing. You. I hid my wallet and everything.
Like borscht up performance. So thanks, man.
It just shows how big hip hop is. Kendrick Lamar in Poland.
For sure.
Seal.
Yeah, Seal.
Seal's definitely. English though, right?
And the Batman that they had up on stage was hilarious.
Where's Seal from?
I don't know. Isn't he from England?
He's from England, bro.
Bro, he's from England.
Because I don't know how different it is. I'm sure like Manchester, he's already a European star before they come here or something like that, you know?
Right.
But
oh yeah, you got to be a big star over there to make it over here.
What happened to Seal? Was he his song that big to where he's just good?
He married a white girl, man. He made it.
Oh, he good. Are they still married?
No. He ain't go. You ain't go see him nowhere. What's wrong with you?
Seal.
They got the. She divorced and had like all this stuff to say about him being like semi abusive and stuff like that.
Oh, they got divorced.
But don't they all?
He was not wearing shoes too. He was one of them brothers.
Yeah, he's an English cat bloke, bruv.
It's too cold over there not to wear shoes.
Mate.
Bruv.
Because Seal only has what, one hit?
Nah.
That you know of.
I can't
Kiss
name
of a Rose. That's the only one I know.
That was massive.
That was
that's
a
why.
Huge
that's,
hit. But I'm saying like that's massive. He never
that was attached to a movie, right?
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never got reached.
I think he has other ones, but that one was just. That's a,
yeah. I mean, I can't see another one, but.
That's the only one, yeah.
What do you mean? He got that commercial where they're like sealing the seals on the thing and it has his head on it?
Still doing that song, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
still the song in the background. From a rose on. He's got that makeup commercial where you get rid of scars.
He redid that? Stand By Me and that hit.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not
he redid. Thing. Oh, he looked like he just. Oh, he had that one. Some Space Jam. You know that one.
How'd it go?
Fly Like an Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, episode?
Yeah.
Fly Like an
Yeah,
Eagle.
So he had that. So yeah, he had monster
he's
hits.
He's a king of inspirational yeah. tracks. Like
monster hits.
Well, he's not the king. Just he's still, R. Kelly's still right above him.
Well,
no, I think Seal might have him because Seal has two. R. Kelly only has one.
R. Kelly
inspirational
with
hit.
The charges is still above Seal.
I don't know.
R. Kelly with the charges is still above a
so you
lot
got,
of people.
You got,
and
I
I'm
think,
giving him the charges and I'm putting him down some with the charges.
But Kiss from a Rose and Fly.
I believe can, I could fly.
No, I'm talking
with the charges. Is still above that.
Let's see which one did better.
It's closer than you think.
Then he has the one with Celine Dion. That's
which one?
Seal?
No, R. Kelly.
What song?
He wrote one of those big Celine Dion.
No, I'm talking about where he's singing it.
But he's above that with the charges, no, man.
With the charges being above Seal.
12 nuts,
with the charges is crazy.
And so, I'm giving him Kiss from a Rose spent 1 week at number one on the Hot 100.
Wait, blasphemy, yeah. Bro.
Come on now.
Oh, you bloat, no.
Let's see what I Believe I Can Fly did.
Put that number one
no,
criminal.
No, bro.
He's
a criminal. Kidding me?
I'm about but to play he's some, still
oh,
above.
Oh, you're kidding me,
I'm about
bro?
To play some
bro?
Trap
he's
for
about
you.
To say R. Kelly was number one for 58 weeks.
I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly reached number one in multiple countries.
Oh.
Including the UK, Ireland.
What it was charges? Huge.
But it only peaked at number two on the US Billboard.
Told you, bruv.
What was number one? It only peaked at number two. It never went higher.
Pre charges, though.
That's wit charges.
I told
bro.
You, Seal Blow. He's a more acceptable.
What accent are you doing?
What accent are you doing now?
He was more acceptable.
What part of England is that?
I was trying to get to London, but I couldn't get. You're bloody blow.
He went to Pakistan. It was not acceptable.
He got on the wrong flight.
Sound like a poo right now. He said, welcome to the Queen. That's not British.
No.
How come Americans, we don't get away with culturally appropriate in like how they do? Like, we can't have a
well,
show
well, but
like
it says,
that.
I Believe I Can Fly is considered the bigger song, though. It was significantly worldwide hit.
Worldwide.
It won Grammys. It was bigger.
I definitely see that.
See that?
Kiss from a Rose won a Grammy as well and had two successful releases, but it was a modest. So when it first dropped, it didn't hit like that. It dropped again, and then that's when it hit.
It, probably when he got on Batman.
Yeah. So when it hit without the movie, it didn't do all that.
Just okay. Put your headphones
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I believe.
Eat a bad kid in the back.
You know why I know? Because I hate it. I hate that song.
You know how many kids graduated to that?
I know.
I know.
They can't play. They can't even play it anymore.
You got to put respect on that man's name with the disrespect.
R. Kelly, yeah, he did, yeah. Dang, they took his song after graduation.
Wait, damn. So is he the second biggest star in jail now?
Diddy and then Kelly.
Does it go Kelly, then Diddy, or
no,
Diddy?
No, it goes Diddy, Kelly. Diddy's bigger than Kelly.
I don't know.
Yeah, Diddy's.
Yeah, Diddy's bigger than Kelly.
Really?
On the lockdown tip.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you
then
mean?
You got Max B. We freed Max B. What's his name?
Yeah, Max B.
Yeah,
they
freed Max B.
He got niggas singing.
Is there anybody else out there who's in
Weinstein?
Oh boy, from Weinstein.
He ain't dead. No, no, he ain't dead. He about to get out.
I thought he committed suicide or something.
Nah,
you still alive?
You thinking about Epstein?
Yeah.
Oh no, I was definitely
quote unquote.
Oh yeah, you think he's hidden somewhere back on his island?
The other Stein.
Suge's still in there.
Nobody would know.
Danny, what's the dude from That 70s Show?
Ooh,
Masterson.
Masters, he's down.
Wait, who?
Danny Masterson.
Yeah. The kid from That 70s Show.
The curly haired dude with glasses.
What'd he do?
Great.
Malicious. They tried to throw it all on Scientology and all that where.
Oh, this is you, bro. Yeah. You're a menace.
It was, yeah.
He's a menace.
There was some
bro.
Confusion in there.
He got like 30 years.
Yeah, they gave him real time.
Yeah. He's doing some wild stuff, bro.
What the hell was he doing?
You know what he was doing.
I know what I'm.
But they were trying to say that was part of being Scientology.
Tom Cruise didn't get caught up.
Oh, he got 30 years.
Well, they also said Tom Cruise
for two of them.
He got
30 piece and a biscuit.
Scientologist where he can kill people. Yeah. Him and
three counts of forcible.
Mm-hmm. John Travolta. They say them two are high level.
What's his name? Danny what?
Masterson.
Yeah.
That 70s Show.
Danny Raperson.
Oh, come on, Keon.
Whoa.
He did it.
Whoa.
He did it.
Whoa.
He did it to himself.
He did it.
This time.
He's a wheezy, bro.
No, monster, man. Bro.
So we agree, the biggest is Diddy.
I say R. Kelly.
He's not more famous than Puff.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Puff Daddy's got to be.
Yeah, Puff is like Snoop level.
Yeah, he's up there.
So is R. Kelly.
Nah.
Y'all sleeping on the Kells.
I think it was a certain level.
Who's more popular, Dillard. Leah?
Give him his R. number Kelly one or in Puff jail. Daddy.
Over the years?
Yeah,
who do you think is more popular?
Who you listen to
just
more?
Name recognition.
Who was the last one you played on your playlist?
Last one I'm definitely gonna... R. Kelly. Yeah. We're talking about music.
Probably Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy's just he's just famous in pop culture. Like he's just famous.
R. Kelly's been locked away with
Diddy
10
had
years
vote
now?
Or die.
Yeah, he had like Diddy was he was everywhere. He was
what? R. Kelly was on Dave Chappelle's show.
So was Diddy.
Drip, drip, drip.
Yeah. Well, it was him as it was Chappelle as Diddy making a band.
Oh yeah. Dylon, 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 Dylon.
I'm gonna go get some. What do you say?
The change in life from being from having mansions and maids and drivers to just being locked down. I'll be seeing pictures of Diddy, like, or I don't think they're pictures, real pictures of him in jail. I'll be like, God.
You see the one who's like next to a lady boy? He was like hugging up.
I think that was AI.
Yeah, that had to be.
I don't know. TMZ said they confirmed it. I trust TMZ, though. Hey, TMZ be on it, bro. They be the first and they be right sometimes.
Yeah, but the picture changed. One time he wasn't holding nothing. Next time he had a basketball in his hand.
It was probably the same. He came back. Oh, let me get the ball real quick.
Let me get a shot.
He don't have his hair dyed.
His hair's all gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, in prison, you really trying to keep your shit looking right?
Yeah, you know. You want to look raggedy. It's just possible. No, I want none of that, but.
Shape me up. I need my shit shaped.
Oh, Diddy fucking them.
I'm going to the dentist get my shit right. Can't have bad breath in jail.
Diddy taking that.
I don't want no parts of jail.
Knock on wood. The zero part.
No part.
I just realized I had shades on. I was feeling Hollywood like DC.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Yeah, y'all came back. Welcome back, fellas.
Man, it's so good to be back.
DC's fresh off a flight. Came straight here.
I landed at 2 a.m. I was just on the phone when Keon pulled up. I was on the phone with Delta going off on them because I'm bougie. I was like, how dare you guys have my flight delayed last night?
I knew you were going to make a post. You was like, I'm going to write in. I was like, he's not going to write no damn letter.
I'm going to write a letter to Delta.
He ain't even going to AI a letter.
She fixed it this morning. I was like, you're lucky because my hand was on the pen.
I'm about to send.
I was about to hit send an email or something, bro.
That shit would have been in the mailroom forever.
You think anybody still writes letters?
Nobody works in the mailroom no more.
No, it's emails now.
Yeah, emails.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's how, if you want something to change, you got to write in.
Yeah.
Other than that, you just hot air.
Yeah, whatever. You show up that lone dude striking outside, hoping you gain momentum.
That's how stuff gets changed around here. Those people that go down to the city hall meetings.
You see the one where that lady went down, but she didn't know what she was doing there?
What'd she do? What happened?
She was like, I don't even know why I'm here. What is this for? They was like, ma'am, this is about, like, she was just there, and they just fussing about something. She didn't even know, like, what she
said,
was
doing. Is this the comedy show?
She was just fussing. Man, and the people behind her was like, they was this old dude. He was like.
She just raised her hand to be noticed, and they called on her, and she's
she
like,
was fussing.
Shit.
She was fussing about something like in another county, and they were like, "What are you doing? I just want to talk to somebody. This ain't this."
I always
want to
see
that
conspiracy theorist who comes on. He's like, "They're aliens. They're back, man. I'm telling you guys, they got my dog, and they're coming for all our assholes. All right."
Remember that dude that jumped up during the Super Bowl? When Malcolm Smith was on stage and dude was like, 9/11 was a something, and he just ran there. And the player was like, what the fuck? It was right after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and dude just jumped in there and said it and then ran off. And he was like, all right.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. That was great.
Did Delta give you anything?
20,000 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. 20,000 miles for a delayed flight.
You can go to Vegas, baby.
Because it was bad. Whenever it's maintenance, if it's something on their end, if it's maintenance, that's when you can kind of cash in.
No, I got to start
but
doing
if it's
that.
If it's like
I didn't sit on the runway.
Because of weather, they don't fool with weather.
I didn't sit on the runway plenty of times.
Did they give you a blanket in the lounge, anything?
And I was first class 4D, but they put me at 1D. One. And you know that first bulkhead is the worst first class seat you can ever have.
That in the last
scene. I wouldn't know either. I'm taking notes for the future.
Yeah, there's no place to put your bags, your feet are like,
I know
right
your
there.
Leg really kick out.
I didn't know there was a 1D. There's a 1 and 4D?
It's a 1 and
4D. Mine always starts at 20 something.
Yeah, I didn't even know that high.
They let you on in the middle of the plane.
My ankle still is sore.
So you got a call from me? All right, now I know.
Did the lounge even serve food at that hour?
Oh,
when
they
you got
did.
There?
I kept walking in and out, and I wasn't swiping anything. I was like, I'm a member here at this lounge. And you guys need to get this fixed in Delta. They pissed me off last night, bro. When you want to be back home, and now you're going through all these issues. Oh, bro.
You seen home at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I was like, just get me home.
The C's for Karen over here. It's that time of the year. It's getting close to the holidays. That means when going shopping, you might not know what to get the person. You do what I do. I just send them cash. That's what I do. I just send, hey, here's $50. Leave me alone till next year. Here you go. Here's your money. And when I do anything like that, man, I always use Cash App. If anybody don't know, man, Cash App is easy to use. It's quick. It's instantaneous. I can be like, oh, did you get it? And they go, yep. You can send them a little heart, little message telling what I send it to you, why you got it. I always send money to my mom. I put little heart, love, son, because I'm great. So if I do any money exchange of any kind, man, it's always through Cash App. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. And unlocks the new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, high borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending to status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank member FDIC. Cash App Green. Overdraft coverage, borrow cash back offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
But with all due respect, Delta's still my favorite.
They're going to be like, that's not what you emailed us, buddy.
The crazy part about it is somewhere like Spirit probably got me there just good.
Our time.
They would have got you there.
Yeah.
Spirit's
whole comfortable.
Slogan is, you'll get you there alive. Don't ask for anything else.
I'm surprised they're not like bankrupt or nothing by now.
No, because everybody flies in because it's so cheap.
They killing, bro.
Wait, what's worse, them or Frontier?
But they're all this Frontier, Spirit.
They're cousins.
Yeah, Jet.
Ivanka.
What's that one?
I never heard of
Avianca. That is like international.
That only go,
right, like Mexico.
You know what I'm starting to like a lot? JetBlue.
They don't serve sandwiches on there.
I like that. Sandwich. I'm starting to like that a lot.
They don't got liquor. They don't serve sandwiches. It's just get on, bro.
I like it's like newer. It's I'm like
Virgin
I don't
America.
Do
was JetBlue similar to Virgin America?
That was the best.
No,
one.
Virgin no, America. Was Virgin the America.
Yeah, one. That's what it was. Yeah.
Virgin America was the best
oh,
airline.
Oh, yeah, they were fire.
They were easily. The best airline.
I used to text people in their seat.
Yeah.
So they're all low-key starting to get that stuff. I still hate American and United, though.
American took the TVs away. I'm American. Like, man. Yeah,
American's the worst. American's the worst.
I got to look at my cell phone for the whole fucking ride. Y'all took the screens out.
Now we got the little holder no more.
America's
seat.
Ass.
Yeah.
They ain't even changed so their
little
what's
ports. In a bottle, D.C.?
You say what?
What's in the bottle, DC?
Oh, Craig gave me a gift, man.
Got him something to drink down. What I get you?
Yeah, hold it to the camera.
Chicken. You got to deal with them? You promoting the shit out of them.
Chicken.
Nah, I just brought it.
Chicken
him.
Cock. Craig brought it because he liked the name, Chicken Cock. But
there it is.
Yeah, Chicken Cock.
Okay.
Chicken Cock. It's a whiskey. Name.
Drink. It's only 9:30.
Take down that Chicken Cock, DC.
Oh, I know this is going to burn. Like, I could just tell.
90 proof.
That's 90 proof?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the highest proof of alcohol?
You can get up to 100.
150?
Is there
that?
More than 100?
I think Everclear is like 150 or some shit.
What is that? One, Bacardi? Not Bacardi. What's that one?
Bacardi 151.
Yeah, that's
151 proof.
Ooh.
What does a proof mean?
The strength.
At that, at that point, like, you're drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. You're like, drinking gasoline.
You proved yourself.
Okay. If you get a little bit on your shirt and a match lit, you...
it's just how much pure... Like Everclear... If you pour that on eggs, the eggs will start to cook.
Wait, so I don't, you know,
somebody
I don't drink. So I don't understand.
Banned in the U.S.
Right.
So like
absinthe
a cheap one
make you see things.
Absinthe. Yeah, that shit. That's make you like we had
the hell
that
is absinthe?
In Canada.
That's a drink.
Yeah,
absinthe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's banned here.
You get it.
Not bad. Something has to be to be banned here, and we let right, anything go. We put human bones in our food and shit, and they.
Yeah.
You could actually get it in Vegas at the Caesar's Palace. They got one Absent? Spot that sells it.
Why? Yeah. Why would anybody want something that harsh?
I don't know. You're supposed to see things with that.
At that point, I'm gonna just do drugs.
Right.
I think it is.
Some heroin, you know.
The strongest stuff
I might
stuff
be on those
is
magical mushroom trips one day,
something
bro.
From Poland.
Can I die?
Oh, Poland. There it
there
is.
There it is. That's why they're doing the blackface. They drunk.
They don't give a damn.
96%. It's 96% alcohol. That's crazy.
96%.
That's crazy.
Wait, percent? Shit, a beer is 5% alcohol?
Yeah. 96%.
It depends on what
that's
beer,
insane.
Yeah.
Most liquors 40%
Everclear
alcohol?
Everclear is 95.
What is
so can you drink it?
So that's 190 proof.
Hopefully not straight.
Everclear is the thing, yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Can you, like, take a swig out of the absinthe bottle?
You can, but
would it burn your esophagus?
It's going
to
tear your...
Yeah.
151 is the shit that they pour on the bar and light on fire.
You be like, yeah, man, I took one shot and it's never the same.
This is crazy.
Sound like DOC now.
So absinthe is on here, Everclear. Palmos. That's the one that's the strongest. I don't know what that is. Jägermeister's on here?
Nah. They must have a different recipe.
I had a Jägerbomb once.
You had a Jägerbomb?
One time.
And those aren't good.
Yeah.
No, I remember.
Like Jägerbomb, you have to chase it, right?
It's Red Bull.
No, I don't remember. The thing with the beer. 20
years ago.
You put Jäger in the Red Bull.
You dropped a shot of Jäger in the Red Bull, and then you
okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I was fresh 21, I think, when I had tried one of those. Mm-hmm.
Woke I ain't up had in that van. Since like college.
Woke up in a van. Where am I? Oh, I'm home.
Oh, I'm home.
Oh, I'm home. Nah, that's what got me. I got myself. Yep, I was around that time.
How long was you in the van?
It was 6 months or so. Yeah, okay. I don't think it was quite a year. Because that summer, you know, I'm charming enough to people want to. Hey man, come move in with us.
Yeah.
So I was able to finagle some housemates from different times, you know. So I remember like in and out of it until I got an accident.
Where did you park the van? Did you eventually have your spots?
Yeah, just kind of wherever. You know what? For all those
especially
who
in
are
LA,
struggling,
you know what I mean?
The best place to ever park if you're sleeping somewhere is just hospitals. So I would just go park in a hospital and then
yeah,
I would just
you have overnight parking.
Yeah, I have overnight parking. It's usually free. Mm. And then I would go tell
yeah,
them
that makes
I would
sense.
Go get water and stuff.
Homeless 101.
Homeless 101, baby.
That makes
how
sense.
Think
about that. Hospital, yeah.
How many times can you get away with taking a date to the beach?
It's a very, very strong segue.
Because I'm like, I know you pulled up to the beach and opened the van door. It's like, this is us for the night, baby.
Well, once I lived in a van, all expectations are out the door. You see the mattress in the back? You go like, are these sheets clean? Because at that point, that's all we're asking. Are these sheets clean?
Yeah, you did have a date in a van before, right?
Oh, did I? Oh. That van was a rocking, baby. That van was a rocking through L.A. Was it?
People in the hospital walking by like, oh my God, should we help them?
No, no, no. If you see it rocking, don't come a knocking.
Oh, that's crazy. Got good thing, work in. You think about all the places you've done it. Like, people just will just do it.
People smash it. That's why it's
smash
always,
anywhere, bro.
And bro.
It's just...
That's why it's always funny when I see like a Quiet Place and they had a baby. I said, y'all wild. Y'all were really smashing up to have a child who you know is going to cry.
During this time.
During this crisis.
That's how fire vagina is.
We'll risk
he
it.
Built a whole underground secret spot.
Just
that's
smash.
How much he wanted to
he's
smash.
Like, I'm getting this. And the whole time he's like, there's this monster. He's like, how can I smash without dying?
I would definitely pass in a zombie apocalypse. I'd be like, I'm good. I'd just be a peaceful person.
I might just have my whole family get bitten together. We'll just be a zombie family, bro.
You don't have families when you're a zombie, do you?
Yeah, why not? We see them all group up together.
Yeah,
all,
but I think it's over as far as y'all knowing each other and stuff.
Together is what I'm saying.
It's not, it's a wrap.
When I'm doing this,
it's not,
family
like,
portrait.
Clean your room. Yeah. It's like, you're
kill
not there
me,
no more.
Dad.
She come in there, Chad, you forgot to take out the trash. There's bitch.
I can spend my whole life hiding from zombies. Well, just join them, bro. Just join them. You won't even know. Nah. You're the zombie mind, and that's it.
Nah.
And maybe eventually you'll start coming together. And you'll be like, oh.
You'll start coming back to you.
My brain just needed time to heal.
I'm a comedian.
No, I have to believe that there's going to be a cure and fight.
Sure, sure. And that's how you go through all that post-traumatic stress. When it's finally calm, you're waking up.
I'd be scared, too, that as soon as I gave in, the next day they come up with a vaccine.
You won't know.
Mm-hmm. Helicopters coming in.
Right.
You that won't know. You'll never
hold
know.
Hold on
still.
Yeah.
I was. You got to chop off a limb before it creeps up.
Yeah.
Oh, you know DC going to lie about getting... DC?
You know I'm hiding. If I get bit, you know I'm hiding.
I'm telling if I get bit, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would just be like, yo,
y'all
hand me a couple
here,
grenades. I'll hold them off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
DC's got to be sweating, sitting next to everyone.
Uh-huh. I mean, I won't be the hero, and I'm not doing the grenade thing.
This is why nobody wants you in their little compound,
bro. I can't.
What are we going to do? Why?
I believe I can shake off the zombie bite.
Oh, what you mean?
Give me some time.
Shake it off?
Yeah, give me
you
some
gonna
time.
Go run?
Just give me a little time. It'll go away.
And it'll go start faster. Whatever you think you're doing, it's going to spread faster.
Well, one of y'all got to come with me. I'll be like, I don't want to go there by myself.
Hell no.
I didn't get bit, bro. Yeah. He was too
take
slow.
Take your family. He's
you
down.
Should have been more athletic,
I thought,
man.
All right, DC,
I thought we
were
family.
Hit that lock behind you.
I tell y'all to kill me. I'll just kill me. Shoot me.
Oh, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
DC, I'm all right, bro.
Dang,
man. You wouldn't
you
look
at him
drop me.
Don't look at me, little Urban.
Because you don't know if somebody's sick or they changing, you know?
There is no sick.
Yeah. It's just the flu.
No you can chances. Take a chance on sick, but they got to get like butt naked and show like you didn't get bit.
You
that's
can
the only
sneeze.
Way. That's
you
the only
can sneeze
way.
Because
like,
you can't call.
Because it's got to be a chain area, right? You got to be like, all right, guys, here's the chain there. You got to sit here. You quarantine yourself, right?
Yeah.
For a couple of days. Make sure you don't. I don't know how fast the change happens. Make sure you don't change.
Well, chain me up and just keep me there.
Yeah,
no. Growling.
A little pet. All right, that's fine.
I'll be all pet.
Then we got to cut your head off.
No,
what you mean? Just, not I keep me as a zombie chain.
Just chain me up and hang out with me. Like,
as a zombie?
Throw me food. You know what I mean?
As a full zombie?
Yeah.
No, we're killing you.
No, chain me up. I got too much respect.
We don't
want to
see you like that, though. So we
I
kill
want
you.
Y'all to see me like that.
What if he was still funny, though? Wait, hold on. Time out.
I might still be funny.
What if he just
I'll be your entertainment.
I'm broke. Me too.
I'll be your entertainment.
That would be different.
Just don't kill me.
But then as soon as something gets loose, you're going to try to bite us.
I'm biting you. So you get close to me, Chad. Be,
Yeah, we just got to kill you, dog. That's it. Yeah.
Y'all killing y'all kids?
Yeah, I'm not letting them turn. If they got like, if it's starting to happen, I got.
This is where I differ.
So here we go.
I would just keep her with me as a zombie pet, as chained up. Keep her close. I will go through Conley's, but we're just passing by. She's a zombie. We're just passing by. I just came to get some supplies. She's muzzled.
She's muzzled.
We're just passing by, sir. And then, you know, when somebody comes up, they try to, I got to kill them.
You got to kill them.
Because now I'm hoping. Now, then I'm hoping there's a cure.
If they're muzzled, that's fair.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm muzzled, relaxed. She's muzzled.
And she's like, I know. Yeah. It's hot outside. Okay. Yeah.
Chaz, get your goddamn daughter.
Don't you kill my daughter, bro.
Man, my kids.
But eventually they got to eat, though, right?
Yeah, they just eat whoever's dead already. Dead people? They dead animals? Dead.
But then that means you got to take the muzzle off. How are you going to get it back on?
What do you mean?
Without
he's
going
to have her chained up to the king size bed.
This is like one of the she got to sleep, right?
No.
I don't think they sleep.
They don't sleep.
I'll just sing her a song like they do in like the Hulk or something. I'll be like, baby shark, 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 shark.
I know my kids' voices as soon as my son says, Dad, can I talk to you? I know where you're going with this.
Dad, man, I don't know how to tell you this.
Beaver.
Bro, but the muzzle should have little holes, right? Yeah, I just...
You gonna grind the meat up and just
yeah,
shove
I'm
gonna
grind up a human leg and just turn it into jerky. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, you better be the weirdo. You're not staying with me. He's over there collecting human bodies to feed.
Now
his
you done
daughter.
Change.
Well, I had to keep my kid alive, man, because in case there's
kid's
a cure,
dead, bro.
For now,
every day we
cure.
Have to have this conversation, Dad. Chess, she's dead.
Oh, see, this is why yeah, I'm right. by myself. This is why I said I'm right. by myself. I'm not staying in the college.
Well, y'all distracting him. DC's over there. Gotta go.
What?
Like, we can't have.
You gonna kill my daughter, Izzy?
She's not your daughter anymore.
Yes, she is. No, yes, she is. She's you got your sick fucks. That's what you are. You're a bunch of sick child killers.
What? He's gone.
You sick fucks.
She's gonna kill one of your friends, and then you're gonna be explaining it away.
Because they just biting now. If they scratch you, you turn.
We gotta see first.
See what?
If they turn off a scratch. Things got an exchange of DNA. It's like an STD.
What you doing, Keon? One of them. Just one of them.
You got to go.
Do they still have to share
rooms? I don't want to see them like that.
Bro, there's a chance you can fix them.
Nah. They never come back in any of the things.
You don't know.
They never come back.
You don't know.
Out of all the movies, I've never seen none of them.
That's crazy. They've never brought a zombie back from the other side.
Yeah. Because by that time, the movie's over. It's like, well, we got 2 hours, bro. This is it. No, man, I think this is gonna be easy.
And knowing
think.
Me, I'd be like, see, you like this because you didn't listen, so you gotta go. That's why your ass got bit because you didn't do what the hell I told you to do. Matter of fact, my whole family probably die. None of them listen. Cotty be the first one. What's that? Get your goofy ass up. Rah, rah, rah. See, I told you. Now she dead.
The rules would be stay in the house.
Well, for sure. But zombies, they can break in, can't they? You got to get some reinforced steel stuff. The problem is, you're going to run out of supplies.
Yeah, but they move on. They don't just hover. They move on.
But you still got to go outside. And you're not only dealing with the zombies, you're dealing with the people who
that's
are
what it
also
is. The other
protecting
people who
are themselves.
Raiding, the rooting. And
you know what sucks for me is I'm single, so I'm still have to try to find some pussy.
See?
During the zombie apocalypse. Hey,
that's
I'm be at a little bar on the rooftop.
Craig gonna get bit.
Craig gonna have a little zombie chick.
She won't be getting pregnant.
He's like, zombie have a condom.
You ain't starting over. You gotta wear condoms for zombies?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Everything's dead. Everything's dead, bro.
It should be warmer inside, though. I think their body
No, their body's cold. There's no circulating blood. That's it.
Oh.
Just smashing cold, dead roast beef.
Just sitting out on the balcony being like, that disgusting. Zombie got ass. That one
you know there's some thick ass zombies out there.
Oh, definitely be some thick zombies.
Now, but we can save her.
There would definitely be those dudes, too. Like, it's just save her.
Pretty, would it be thick and pretty or just not?
Nah,
just
they'd be gross.
A zombie here.
They'd be gross by then.
I've never seen a cute zombie.
What makes them, how come their whole face has to, you know? Why can't
they
just go?
Yeah, they don't have, just a little drool. Yeah,
I see if something happens to them, they got some explosion, they still live.
Do they have to be cute? I'm mean, saying this is an apocalypse.
I yeah, prefer why? My zombie cute. My yeah. Zombie, yeah.
Why do they have why? To
so
be
you
ugly?
Can fall
I don't
for her?
You're right, Chaz. They don't have to be ugly.
Yeah, we just always see them all monstrous. I'm like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
If she just got bit on her arm, she's ugly
she's
now?
She's still good, yeah.
The rest of her
I
is fine.
I think something goes in their skin. It's like they get the veins.
Sure, dead. Sure. Maybe you get a little yeah. Pale. You lose a little color. You lose a little, you get thinner.
Y'all over there married, smashing.
Not doing a just zombie apocalypse. I want her to up. Have a baby, and now here we are trying to keep her quiet.
Mm. I can. I got the vasectomy. I can shoot the club up. Oh, yeah. I'm good.
I knew what you was thinking. You thought it was going to be Chaz. Nope. It's Craig. And I'm here. I know it's the holiday season, and it's a tough hassle trying to find men's jewelry. See, GLD has an official collab with the NFL, so you get every NFL team on a pendant this season. They also have an official collab with the NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, MLS, and even the DC Comics. Chains and pendants that let you rep what you love. GLD offers every price point from the entry-level 18K gold-plated like this one here, which looks amazing, while also offering pieces in solid gold, natural diamonds, so you can find what you're looking for at any price point. GLD could even create custom pieces from one-of-a-kind pendants to iStyle chains designed exactly how you want them. If you got a design in mind, GLD's custom shop will bring it to life. So work hard and change the game. Right now, GLD is making holiday shopping easy. For a limited time only, new customers get an insane deal. Use code ISSUES to get 50% off at GLD.com. That's 50% off with code ISSUES at GLD.com. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Daddy issues. Issues. Issues.
Yeah. You getting a vasectomy and your doctor starts changing? No. Oh, not now.
No, just left open?
I'm exposed.
Yeah, sorry, little hide in here.
Just throw that pad on and go home.
Throw a pad on.
You would the if gauze. You're open, you'd have to throw oh. Some sort of. Well, I don't think they'd have gauze. I think didn't you have to wear like a pad?
No, they just wrap it up.
You like a period pad?
No, well, it's something
no
to
like
catch
a like a pee-pee pad that pets use.
No, I meant like a yeah, like a pad.
No, they just wrap it up like
the peeing hurt
with gauze, huh?
The peeing hurt?
No,
you were like oh,
I thought they were going through the taint, not through the peen.
No, they make a slit in your sack. And just go straight to that tube and cut that and sew it up.
They use the same little slit that's already there?
Yeah,
they just go right through the sewn line? Right through the...
There is no sewn line.
Are you talking about the one
down
the
middle? No. They do each side.
You can reverse it, right?
Yeah, you can, but...
Wait, so now you just loose balling? It's just...
No, they don't get rid of the sack.
No, I thought they snip, and then it's just like loose balls.
Oh, you think they just take their balls out?
No, they don't take their balls in there. They just snip the connection.
Yeah.
Oh, like, why you
so
saying
so
it's
just two loose balls in there because the connection.
Oh,
like I mean, they're in there. And just
they put
chilling.
Like two holes or
no? It's literally like a tiny slit.
I just like yo, take two
holes. They pull that like, thing out. I don't snip, know. Just like a sew that. Go to the other side. Slit.
Oh, I was gonna
snip,
say take the balls out, but that, you still need the hormones. In
I thought
there.
It was like how they do. You know, you hold your corn on a cob. And they just, I thought it was holes. No.
You still feel the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, without the guilt.
Everything's the same. Everything is 100% the same. The only thing that's not the same is when you first get it done, those first nuts, like after, it's like water, like sugar water. And then after, and then it goes back to normal. Mm. So
you
that
gotta,
first.
You gotta like flush out.
Like after a week, because they was like, you can wait. And once you feel healthy, I was like, I feel healthy. Like right away. But I was honestly scared. I waited a week because I was scared because they said if you do it like right away, sometimes like I have blood in it or it might hurt. So I was like, I'm good. Mm. So I waited a week. And then that first one, I was like scared. I was waiting for it. And when it hit, I was like, oh, I'm good.
Good.
Okay.
And then it re-thickens after like 2 weeks.
Gets back to soup.
Yeah. And then you good.
Chowder.
It goes back to icing. And then you good. So, yeah, everything's exactly the same.
Hey, nothing. Let's go get one, DC.
The stitches fall out, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing about that.
And then you good.
Nah, your baby's too young. You might have another one.
Why? I don't want another.
Because you're going to have a Chasman Jr.
I used to want a son, and I was like, you know what?
It's a good time.
Yeah, he's only one in.
I don't
he's
going to
make
one.
Like $3 million this year and be like, hey, you know what?
Well, if I get three million, I'm getting a bunch of different kids from different races.
What? Oh, damn, that's only 3 million, bro. That don't last forever.
I'm in third world countries, bro. How much money do I need?
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about having one in Cambodia or something. Oh, okay. Like that, you know what I'm saying?
A little baby with a
your bucket. Money go a long way there.
Yeah, some village in Africa.
To do what though?
Just see what I look like in different nationalities. I'll see what I look like as a Budapest baby. Where's Budapest at?
I don't know.
Is in the Middle East somewhere?
I have no idea.
Leah knows. Where's Budapest
somewhere
at?
Somewhere in Asia.
Hungary? Yeah, I'll see what I look like as a little Hungarian kid.
And I'm like, a little hungry kid. We've seen that already.
I look at Izzy and I go, oh, if I was a little Mexican girl, that's what I look like. That's crazy. You know?
Wait, what?
When I see Izzy, I go, oh, it's going to be me as a little Mexican girl.
Yeah, when you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would look like. So then I would go, okay, what else would I look like?
So you always imagined yourself?
Yeah, have a little Chinese chest. Me how, Papa? Like, oh, what's going to be
I've
little?
I've never imagined myself.
I want to see you have these things drawn, and then let's see if the babies match.
Like, oh, that's what I look like as a little Chinese kid. That's crazy.
Somebody please draw Chaz as a little Chinese kid.
Yeah, you know, I go to India, see what I look like. A little Indian kid. Namaste, Papa. Hey, little
Papa,
buddy.
Why would they still be saying Papa?
That's what they would call me.
Maybe
Papa.
Makes them call him Papa.
Yeah, you know? I never thought about what you look like different little nationalities. And
white. I want to know I look like white.
Yeah. That's why I go to Hungary,
white DC
right?
Area.
Hungary,
yeah,
white.
DC area.
Yeah.
Comes out sometimes. Came out in Delta. That
yeah, it did.
your kid, but even in this scenario, your kid would still be mixed. It's not going to look white.
Damn, why?
Because you don't. So you're not really seeing Mexican Izzy.
Yeah,
you're just seeing light skin Izzy.
But I'm seeing.
You're seeing a girl version of you. But
right. That's what I'm saying.
Mexican,
but it's the closest that I would get.
But it's close. Yeah, it's Mexican.
Yeah, it's the closest I would get.
Yeah, you're not gonna see.
Nah, she still have to be
because if I got with an Asian girl and she gets her eyes, I get to see what I look like with Asian eyes, and I go like, oh, she have a big black nose and my lips and the Asian eyes and the mixture of hair. I go, oh,
you don't even have like big lips.
Oh.
Well, she's bigger than you know.
Yeah.
The Asian lips, as far as they go.
No DC.
No, he wanted to do it.
Well, I wanted to do what?
I keep hearing it.
I did not.
If I felt it coming out, so I just
you
did
know
it for
me, I would have done it.
Oh.
He definitely would have done it.
I would have done it.
I felt it
you
coming
know
out.
Me.
I'm just
you
helping him.
I just would have done it.
You about to go to Poland and sing She Bangs.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my daughter looks like a small Mexican me. A
yeah,
big
man.
Mexican me.
I said, I'll get me a giant Samoan chick. See what I look like as an NFL
player. I thought
player.
About that just for sports.
Oh, just
for the biggest one.
That's a true inbred. Little
yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. I got to get this 5'7 out. See what she can do for me.
No, it'll look Samoan, but it'll still be 5'7.
I got to keep on going. I got to find
all
that, big.
That muscle in 5'7. And a close up, it's intimidating.
Nah, the kid would probably at least get to 6 foot.
I read that Samoans have a genetic, whatever difference advantage that genetically they are bred to be bigger. It is genetic.
Yeah, you'll ruin that. He'll
see,
ruin
so I'm trying to get it. I can't ruin it. If it's genetic.
That kid gonna be at least 6 foot.
It depends on the girl. If you're a woman, if a woman's what 6 foot, what you looking for?
Oh, she got to be taller than that. I got an outfit. I don't want a 5'9 kid. Don't do that.
When the mom is tall though, the kid be tall.
Yeah.
So if you got a 6 foot woman, that kid's going to come out over 6 foot.
Yeah. I need a good 6'2", 6'3 girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're getting really getting like The Rock in there. Yeah. You're getting a massive kid.
And then I'll leave and come back when he's 18. And be like, oh, dope, man. Yeah. I saw pictures of you growing up. That's crazy.
Teach him to thrive.
Yep.
All right, I got a question.
Oh, yeah. Right off the plane, back at it. Emails can't stop me.
Fuck Delta.
Questions. With DC Irvin. Huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Or as fathers, as dads, how would you feel? How would we feel if our kids had only fans page? How would you feel?
Is it what OnlyFans does, or is it just...
Nah, just you know, we're going to...
Because there's other people with OnlyFans
people
who don't do
doing, yeah,
naughty
things.
Stuff.
Yeah, showing feet,
they
baby.
They have boxing on OnlyFans, then UFC on
OnlyFans. And comedy, people do their
doing
comedy specials.
I'm talking about OnlyFans, they getting that money, they showing everything.
Well, first off, I failed. First, this is on me, baby girl. It's not even your time.
How much are they making?
What are they doing?
Yeah,
are they,
are
they
doing?
With?
How
are they just doing their own thing?
They're good.
But are they with someone else?
How much are they getting a month?
$200,000 a month.
Hey, oh, man.
Man, do your job, man.
I'm glad you got your daddy's gift, bro. Slang it. Throw it around.
You know, I got the story idea for you I wrote.
Helicopter, bro. 200 grand a month.
It's unfair.
I got boys. Yeah, I got boys. Good. I'm like, hey, man.
Let me handle your merch, son. Yeah. Ass up on this one. All right, cool.
Hey, if my daughter's making 200 grand a month, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Don't do that.
Stop.
What
you going to do, it open?
Poor father?
Not what you're going to tell him. You don't have to give him advice. Just how's it going to make you feel?
If she's making 200 grand a month and she has have a wonderful life, I'd be like stack your success? Bread and get out. No, I clearly failed somewhere. I clearly did something wrong because I didn't set her up. I go like, you had to do this. I didn't set you up in a good way. This is my bad.
You didn't provide for her financially.
Yeah. I did something horribly wrong. This is my fault. I can't get you 200 grand a month. If you're making that.
Yeah.
I understand because I also go, I understand why you're doing this. That's a lot of fast money, bro. That's a lot of fast money.
$1 million in five months.
I'm like, I would do the same. This is damn near drug dealing.
I get it.
I would still feel away, though.
I'd be like, 200 grand a month, man. I see why you did this. What were you doing before that?
All money is not good money.
You're right.
That's true.
So
but at the same time.
Like, yeah. You see Mia Khalifa right now?
She's...
Did she make the transition back to being not?
Is that the one that lost her virginity on camera?
No. But that her, she's on this. She's on this campaign.
Yeah.
For women in these businesses in this industry, right?
In the porn business,
she's becoming a voice for the abused. You know what I mean? And she's making a lot of money just speaking.
Oh wow! So she's saying she was. I mean, I don't know how.
Wait, but was she getting abused? Dick during these sermons?
No, she's not.
I ain't going to see that shit.
I mean, it's not for us.
It's Mia Khalifa.
It's not for us.
But she was getting abused.
Well, she's just talking about here's the dark side of that stuff. They're being young, being taken advantage of, naivety. I'm close on that word. I'm close.
Oh wow, good for
but
her.
But it's that. So I go like, there's always can be.
Wasn't she a college student when she was doing that?
I thought she lost her virginity on film.
I don't know. I didn't really know who she was, but all the white guys are talking about her
a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying that there's the other.
So she's
side
out
of,
the game.
She's been out the game for a while.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And now she's on her hey, I'm doing this for us. You know, this is how you don't get taken advantage of and don't do this, young girls. And now she's, you know, it's like those guys who go to jail and they're like, don't be like me in these streets, man. You don't want to be like me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so she's doing fuck straight. They did straight. She's doing fuck straight.
Somebody be like, I'm not convinced.
Well, that's good for her. Exposing the industry in a way.
Yeah.
But to the question, I'm a supportive father. I'd be like, "Word, you making 200 grand a month?
Grand,
you know,
man.
If we create some merch, we could get this up.
You got Kim Kardashian, your kid?
Man, let's get some merch. I'm supportive.
This is father, sons and daughters.
Yes, and then I'm gonna low key pay off some of the film. People be like, "Yo, I need a page too. Get me like him. We need to get."
I just have questions. Like, why you? What made you do that?
200 grand a month, Dad.
That's when he smacks you with 100 grand.
Shut up,
Dad. All right, well, you know, I'm glad I could help.
Hell yeah, we getting models made of his penis. We going full throttle on the merch.
My thing is always, what's the end game? When we getting
I'm
out
gonna
of this?
Want my cut, not to have feelings towards it.
You can't take your daughter.
Give me some money so I don't feel some kind of way.
You don't feel the way anyway.
No.
DC would probably still be paying the phone.
So I could turn up my turn other hand.
They get 200 grand a month.
Oh, that'd piss me off.
Yeah, if it was my daughters, I couldn't even ask them for no money.
I need to know that you're also doing something positive. I need to know what's the plan.
Are you killing nobody. That's
but are you
always
buying, are we buying property?
Killing that pussy.
What's the plan? I need to
are
know
you
that.
Are you reinvesting the money?
Send something.
Yeah.
Because I go like, yo, get in, get out. But you got to get out. That's what you tell the guys.
This can't be forever.
Yeah, no. This can't be your life goal. Like, well, I'm here now.
You should be sad when you're seeing them old porn stars or strippers. You'd be like, damn, you still doing this? Mm-hmm. This is sad, man.
I don't know what else you're going to do.
Y'all got me thinking about merch. I'm going to have them butt naked like this, flying like Jordan.
Do porn stars, they retire, right? They have to retire, but.
Sure.
Nah, you just become old lady porn. It just goes. You go from.
I'm a big milk on the milk. I'm a big milk fan.
The gilf porn.
Oh, you're in my range again.
Mature ladies. What you mean?
You can't do nothing.
I thought most of them just move to obscure cities and get married and be like, that's not.
You have to have
married
talent.
Pastor.
Yeah. Poor pastor. Yeah,
what
do
you mean,
guy?
Poor pastor? He like, nah, in the eyes of God, this is a good godly woman.
Rinsed her off.
Yeah, man. You got all the experience.
Put some Listerine on her.
Pastor be proud. Y'all see my wife? Y'all know what she's done.
Everclear.
Set her on fire a little bit. Throw her right in the water real quick. I just had to get it off.
She good.
No, man. Yeah, I did something wrong. I blame myself if anything. I can't even get matched up. Like, well, that's on me. That's on
failed.
Me. Baby.
We failed as a parent.
What do you mean? Yeah. You succeeded.
I didn't.
They came with a business plan. They put together.
Hell,
you
no business
whole
fan
film.
For OnlyFans.
They produced. Yes, you do.
You can start one right now today.
Yeah, but you have to
just
get
download
followers.
The app. That's the business plan.
No, you gotta get followers. You have to have a marketing plan.
Unless you put this shit on Twitter.
You have to
market it.
Bring people to your page. There's a lot of people fucking on the internet.
There's a bunch of freaks out there. I mean, well, that's also true.
You know, 200 grand, like, all right, cool.
There's a bunch of women who don't know they're on the internet having videos they've been smashed too.
They know because they smashed and did the video.
Yeah, they don't know it's online. You're going to keep these just for you, right?
Yeah.
Upload.
Of course.
Yeah, and we're getting married too.
That's illegal, right? If you yeah. film something, and, yeah.
Too. What else you want
to
believe? Yeah.
Adjust to the light, please. Point your vagina to the ring light. Thank
Put it
you.
Right up there. That's the only ring you're getting.
Isn't that illegal ring. Though? Like if you post someone publicly without them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without their consent, but their consent can only be, you could film them saying, "Do you want this dick?" And they say, "Yep." Do you want this dick on film? Yep.
But I'm saying,
see your driver's license, please.
But I'm talking about the posting publicly, like you posting it.
If
Isn't
y'all
that...
break up, is revenge porn is illegal. Oh. But if they consent to the recording.
I don't know. I don't think you can just post it.
Yeah, I don't think you can just post it, yeah.
And I know you can't post revenge porn.
But it's.
But if it's, I think it's if it's your camera and they consent to it, I don't know if
you I just thought publicly when you do it, yeah. it crosses now, the line.
Yeah. It's not like I consent it to be in film, not to be out.
Yeah, I don't know. I never released none.
And yeah, I don't know. All mine are.
You even have yours?
None. All my computers are set up to burn if anybody's. It just lights like Mission Impossible.
I'm going to release mine like a mixtape, baby. Chad sex tape 101.
They don't come there. They haven't been a good sex tape in a while. I remember back in the day when they was dropping them. Ray J, Pam.
Well, now it's just everybody's doing all events. Like, there is no incentive for. A sex tape. It used to be like, oh my God, did you know?
Did you
now people
this?
Just
did
do,
you?
You know, nobody cares.
Remember Paris Hilton had a big deal? Drop. Remember hers? It was like, One Night in Paris. It was supposed to be this big old debut, mm-hmm. and it was garbage.
That was trash.
That shit was trash. See,
but
now,
we knew it.
The Pamela Lee's was pretty, that was pretty cool.
That was my introduction to vagina.
What?
Yeah, that was my first introduction. I was in middle school or something like that when I saw her.
Damn.
That shit dropped. I was in high school.
Soaking my balls in the mouth by
that. That was like...
I remember when unfortunately the R. Kelly one was circulating.
Yeah, you saw that, you freak.
See, that wasn't a sex
tape. It was circulating.
That was child
at college for some weird reason.
I was in high school.
Yeah, it was circulating. I was like, this is crazy.
I was circulating it. I was like, nigga, you seen this tape? Listen to this nigga. Somebody gonna scream his name when they open the door. Kelly! That nigga did it.
Guilty.
But I never saw it. I just knew it was going around, but I never saw it. Because I remember people was like, is it him? Is it grainy?
Oh, it looked like him. It looked like more like him than him.
Yeah, see, I never saw it.
Yeah, I couldn't see who it was. Yeah. I seen a real grainy copy.
Yeah, I just heard it was hella grainy.
He had a nappy fro. I remember.
When I see P, I move. Man, Boondocks is great. That show should still be on.
Chappelle.
Aren't they trying to get it to come back? Or
they're doing a movie or something.
They were
shit.
In talks for it.
But I remember when John Witherspoon died, that's the last I heard of it, dying right there. But JD should do it.
He sounds just like
his him. His son sounds just like him.
Oh.
You know how to imitate him.
I would just bring that right up and then just have him do it.
Nah, JD's doing a good job paving his own path.
I think he would
probably
love to do
for
that.
A show, but yeah.
I think he would like to do it too. Pay
it's
homage.
Difficult. It's difficult when they want you to play your dad, and you're like, nigga, you hear all this dope material I got and what I'm doing?
But that character, is that's just voiceover.
Yeah.
That's not my character. That's not stand-up.
Yeah.
It's still what you become known for. So Boondock come back, it hits. Now he's known as that voice.
Is
that
JD
Jr.
John?
Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah. That and then he goes out and does stand up based off that, like on his tour. He get
then
people ass
and
seats.
Pops over
and they're gonna
want to
do
it.
I'm sure he does.
I'd rather have him doing it than somebody
but he
sounding
does it on stage
like
now.
Rarely.
He doing it on stage now. He just did my Flapper show. Yeah, he did this whole thing.
He got it down though. I was like, I mean, he
just
should.
Like
yeah.
He had his material and then he did a joke about his dad.
Oh, he did the your Flappers one.
Mm-hmm.
Was it what's streaming everywhere now?
It was him. My last one. Was him,
the R. Kelly
CP
joke. Solid. It's streaming everywhere now. That's
hilarious.
Solid. That's great. That's a great one. Guys, into the room. Dick first. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet; it's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder. Longer lasting as someone who gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew really wrote that, guys. It's not just me being a perv, okay? Just let you guys know that it's serious about your meat, okay? Last time I took one, I sneezed and knocked over a bookshelf. Guys, this isn't about your performance. This is about legacy or your third leg. See, that's what we did there. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at bluechew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Bam, 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 bam. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code ISSUES at checkpoint and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to bluechew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Blue Chew. Go Blue Chew.
Chip, chip, chip.
We had to watch that. What's your name?
What are you talking about?
50 Cent's documentary. You're going to watch it?
I'm gonna watch that shit today.
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah,
I went and bought weed yesterday.
I never watched any of shit. I never watched the R. Kelly thing. I never watched any of the Michaels. I never watched Diddy. I never watched none of them.
They always make me think the person was innocent. I'd be like, y'all believe in this bullshit? This shit sounds crazy.
Why did 50 do it?
Because he's mad. Something wrong with that.
But does he have like this deep beef?
They have previous beef.
They legit hate each other.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With Diddy, when 50 were sort of starting out, he was writing songs and Diddy was being Diddy with the deals. Mm-hmm. So when 50 got right, he was like, word, got you. And then, of course, you know, Diddy did little weird stuff with his baby moms. And
yeah, I thought it was more so that.
It's along the way. Because that's them taking, a lot of entertainers take shots at each other through girls.
Yeah, I thought it was like, and that's his mother of his kids,
yeah,
right? Like
you know damn well that's my baby mom. And then you doing all
this
shit.
Why are you doing
this
like that?
And it's all
to her
in court. And I got the heads up from the feds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
don't
like,
you think he knew
your
before?
Mama, your baby mama decided to, like.
Sure. Also, yeah.
Yeah, but
50 could,
still,
I mean, Diddy could have stopped that.
It's your baby
you crossing
mom
a line on purpose.
Yeah.
If y'all both are famous, if a comic dates your ex and does this stuff, they're trying to send a message.
Yeah.
Because they know
the mother
damn
my
well
kids. Is, yes. Yeah.
Especially if it's not like, nah, we're actually seriously about dating.
Yeah.
I'd entertain that a lot more
I'm paying her this much a month. And this is all the deeds she's doing.
Yeah,
and now you're going to hear it on the stand.
Now I understand why 50 did it.
So the same
that's
face
not the guy that he probably didn't know he was getting himself into.
Yeah.
Man.
He's like, Kendrick level. Expose
him. You hearing petty about the, what is it called? The all-star team? Is that what they called it? When they had the four dudes come through?
Yeah, she was.
He has to try to save
I didn't watch
her
any of the trial. So
just in little bits and pieces I picked up, she was doing some more worse stuff than Cassie.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, his ex? Oh, she was a part of the
50,
trial.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
She was Jane Doe.
Yeah, she was Jane Doe.
Oh,
didn't know those were Jane Doe.
I'd be like, Chad, when it comes to this stuff, me and Chad always be like, what?
I thought I knew it all.
Man, this is weed TV.
Yeah.
You light up
I mean,
a blood.
I see it, yeah.
Damn. I mean, they crazy.
Dang, dog. Well,
All-star team. Nice. That sounds wild.
50 Cent like Netflix, I got a story to tell.
We'll take it. We'll
he
take it all.
Her double with the
yes
pain.
I was wondering why
take
he
care
was
he
doing
was taking
that.
Diddy was taking care of her from what they said, like house paid, like financially she was good.
Well, Diddy's the dummy. Doesn't make any sense. And now he's in jail.
What's crazy is a lot of businessmen have that same mentality where they what do they say? They pay them to leave or whatever so that they don't get into like full on relationships.
No, I get that.
I don't get it, but they do it a lot.
Oh, I
definitely
yeah,
tried
I understand
to do
that
100%. It, and they're saying that Diddy got down to where he was because there's so many New York businessmen that hire escorts, but all the escorts aren't from New York. They're from like Connecticut, Jersey, the poorer states around.
and they come into the city. So that's technically the Mann Act. Yeah, sex trafficking. Mm.
Oh.
So they were trying to get that thrown out because now it's stated as law. And if Diddy did it,
like, you're coming
lot of people
from
coming
any...
in now are going to be getting time like Diddy got.
I was like, hold on now.
What if she drove only 15 minutes?
What if you live on the borderline of right Jersey? And...
Oh, it's not international. Yeah. It's across the street.
What if she drove to the line and walked across?
And walked across.
Then I picked her up from there.
She took the train under.
Does that count?
Yeah.
What if we
on
came over together?
Right.
Holding hands.
Trafficking just sounds heavy. Like,
sex trafficking?
Heavy. It sounds so
heavy.
It's
called the Mann Act.
The Mann Act.
And they said no white people have ever been convicted of it.
Of course.
Oh, really?
It started with Jack Johnson. The only one that's been accused of it was Charlie Chaplin. That was white. That was
Charlie Quiet Ass?
That was because during that time they were calling him, what's that shit? What do they call the Russians? Communists. Oh, they were calling them a communist. But that went away.
Dang. Silent film Chaplin?
Chaplin.
He was in there like...
Tell us what you did.
That must have sucked. Silent film porn.
But then it would just have the letters on the next scene.
You
see him. Oh, she's enjoying this.
How is that? Even the Charlie. I mean, I'm granted they didn't have like what we have today, but. Even then, if that's all we had as entertainment, I'd be like, this is some boring shit.
Nah, back then, they probably was like, oh my God.
Bro, you know how, you know what they had before was books and plays,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, they're like, this is
when
like when radio
dropped,
first came out, they listened to the games on the radio, they're like, oh man, we can hear the radio.
I can imagine everything.
It's a long ball of third. Oh my God.
That had to be nuts, bro.
At the strip clubs, they had piano players. How good do you think the strip clubs were with this?
Play me off, Johnny. That's a good time.
Fuck off. Yes, y'all right. We did have nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
It's just silence in the brothel with the piano player downstairs.
And smashing to
and a fight at the saloon downstairs.
And a fight underneath. Gunshots going off.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, that's nuts, bro. Yeah, I think you'd be happy to have anything.
Yeah, any sort of anything beyond. Cause, I mean, they were still going out and stuff back in little, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
joints and time. Plays. Yeah.
My
but when you get home, you're like, what are we going
to
watch?
My papa told me he used to, I go up to New York, get me a suit for 15 cents.
A suit.
Suit. Full suit.
He was like, some
cent.
Soup? No. A suit, brother.
Like every cent. Piece?
And he'd go to some Jew joint or whatever and dance like all night. Sweat out.
I paid 5 cents to get my shit conked.
Yeah, conked.
That's crazy how the time.
Fried dog laid to the side.
I'm at a pastor. He told me he was like, man, I would go to the store and get 3 lemons, some bread with a nickel. I was like, ain't no. All with a nickel?
He also said, stop coming in the choir suit. <Yes. laughs> I just go get 3 pickles, 5 cents, and Chad, stop coming in the choir suits. We know it's your ass.
That's the wildest. That might be the wildest story on the show.
That's probably up
That's
there.
That's one of my favorites.
That's probably up there.
That's a wild. That's a wild act.
It's easily the biggest shame of my life.
But not when it was happening. If it happened once, it was the biggest shame of your life.
I was fine until she started playing that piano.
Then Tony came in the building.
Oh, what up, Tony Baker?
What's up, Baker Bae?
Well, we not all back, are we, Tony?
Tony got to come back before the year's up.
We not all back. We.
What's up, Baker Bae?
We miss you, Tony.
I've been gone.
He came undubbed already? Pew. If you ever want to watch something crazy, if you watch how Buster Keaton did his stunts back in those silent, he did those silent movies. Uh-huh. It's insane, bro.
Wait, I'm not familiar with him, Buster.
He was the first Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah,
he was the super stunt.
It's the most creative, dangerous.
His most famous stunt was in the middle of a movie. He had the side of a building fall, and the window. He was standing in the exact spot where the whole building fell, and he was standing right where the window was. So.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Only one take.
One take. And insane, bro. He had to get it exactly right.
Oh, wow.
But if you, and then even when
he's
you watch
better than Jackie Chan.
Huh?
He's better than Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
I think Jackie Chan got some stuff.
One
from
take
him.
Or death.
Yeah. But then even when you see some of the stunts, you would just see how creative they were. Like a lot of the stuff, it wasn't even there. They're just like the camera placement.
Uh-huh.
They're just super before their
What's
time.
His name? Buster what?
Keaton. He died of lung cancer.
He was old. They all smoked cigarettes.
That's 70
during
cigars.
Dinner. Yeah. Whenever you hold a cigarette while you're eating your meal, it's crazy. You're not going to last long.
It's crazy, bro. Oh, you got to think, though, to live to 70 back then, that's a good run.
It sure is.
Yeah.
When he died in 66.
Eating raw steaks.
When your
shit.
Whiskey is cleaner than your water.
Right.
Hey, that's crazy.
Go out to the well, get some water.
Yeah, no. If you watch, I went on a rabbit hole and just watched. I didn't watch the movies. I was just watching the stunts. Mm. Like, it's insane what they created with.
They get paid. They have to get paid pretty good, right? Like, the average stuntman today?
I hope so. I don't know.
Not compared to the actors. Hell no.
Nah. Not enough. Whatever it is, not
they
enough.
They get a bit more than, depending on how big the job is. If you're lighting somebody on fire or something right. like that, the rate goes up.
Yeah, what's
but
my
if you're getting thrown
rate?
Through a wall, man. You know, take
you see
some
the guys
squids.
That go land on cars, oh, and they thumbs up.
Yeah,
like, oh, $500.
They getting around. They getting anywhere from $32,000 to $60,000.
There's a single
movie.
I need that.
Oh, sorry.
I need
sorry.
That
okay,
movie.
So the daily rate is about $1,000.
Told you.
So it depends on how much they
light
work,
you on fire. Give them $2,000.
So the daily rate is $1,000.
Well, $2,000 a day, it's not bad at all.
Hell no.
That's some good work.
Unless you're in the hospital you need me to for do 6 weeks recovering well, yeah. from burns.
Average weekly pay is $800.
It was a dude on the movie, he had to run, and his beanie was like over his eyes, and he ran, made a sharp left, and he hit the crane. And all I can hear was, thoom! And they were like, oh shit. Someone was like, oh shit. Is that cut? I said, is he okay? He got up. He was like, no, I'm good, baby. I can do it again.
Did
I
this
was
happen
like,
on a scary movie?
Yeah.
Two minutes later, you hear, go again.
Yeah. I was like, is he good? They were like, I can do it again. I was like, please.
Hey, you should not. Fam.
Don't
you
do
gotta,
this again,
you got a
bro.
Concussion.
I think Tony was saying we needed to say, and we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
We can do it again. Gunshot.
Gunshot. Oh, we are back.
He said the stuntman on one of them days got his back sliced on the broken windshield.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. They be really going through stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you see everybody damn near die on Jackie Chan's those end scenes? It just be deaths.
That's crazy.
So their payment needs to, they need to get more money.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
But no.
We're getting OnlyFans.
Check out my scars. Yeah, you like that?
Having a girl lick them?
Doing stunts? Only stunts?
Only stunts.
Only stunts.
I sign up for that.
Only stunts?
Call up my stunt homies. Maybe get something going.
I want to see it. It's insane, bro, what those cats did. Are you pouring yourself some?
It sound like it. It sound like he was pouring like
are
he had a problem.
Are you pouring yourself some
he put it down
cock at 10 in the morning?
DC, where you about to be at, man? Where you about to be?
I need everyone to get tickets for Friday, December 19th. No, December 20th, Last Unlimited, Sacramento, California. Saturday, the tickets, we sold out. They gone. Them tickets are gone for Saturday, but you can get your tickets for Friday. Get them now. And then also, we got some California shows coming up that y'all need to be at. So if you West Coast, come out to when was this here?
Friday.
Thursday. Oxnard, Levity Live in Oxnard, California. This weekend. Me and bro, Marlon Wayne's gonna be there. Come out.
I might come.
Come kick it.
Come
kick it.
Well, this is Craig Wayne's on everything. I'll be at the bowling alley right next to Levity Live. So if y'all want to come kick it out, I'll be right there bowling.
This Friday, December 5th, if you're in the L.A. area, I am at LT Studios downtown Los Angeles for the Sagittarius B-Day Comedy Show. Me and my man Dion Lack and some other hilarious Sagittarius comedians.
Yes,
all
Sag?
Being it. No, I'm just saying some other... Not me included, but some other ones. I'm a Libra gang.
Yeah, he hit me for that. I forgot what I was doing.
So, yeah, if you're in the building, please pull up.
When is that? This weekend?
This Friday. Yep.
Come through. Okay, you'll be out working. Yeah. Stop playing, DC.
I just told both of his like, I'm coming this weekend. That's
I just got excited.
I was like, hold on. Where you going
to
be?
Where you at, Keonathan?
December 12th to the 14th, I'm in Tacoma, Washington at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club. Get your tickets. Get them early. My last three cities sold out.
Yeah.
So get your tickets. People are coming. It's they're coming from random spaces, too. You just came across my TikTok feed. You know, I just saw you up. I'm like, all right, bet. So strangers are coming, so they taking y'all spots. So y'all need to get them tickets early. KeonPoly.com. You know, we've been doing that forever. KeonPoly.com for everything. The merch, the hoodies and stuff sold out, so I
got
to
got my hoodie.
I got to redo that. That sold out in 2 weeks, so my bad. I didn't know it was going to sell that fast. So I'm replenishing those as well. My link tree has all the stuff. Make sure you check out Wildly Inappropriate as well. Me, Keenan Bigger, Gary Anderson. And I think that's it. That's all.
That's it.
We out.